No, seriously? Okay, hey, sorry. This has happened behind the scenes, but this is one of the grossest things I've seen in a while. And Liv does not believe me that this actually happened in the men's bathroom here at work.
No,
no, it wasn't a floater. Somebody didn't miss the toilet. It happened in the sink. 833-JOE-ALEX. I would love to know, what's the gross thing that your coworker did or maybe they're currently doing at work? 833-JOE-ALEX. I don't know who it is, Liv. I saw one guy do this the other day. But somebody is brushing their teeth in the sink at work.
Ew.
Which, okay, that's a little gross to me just because, like, somebody doo-dooed in the same area. Here's what's gross to me, Alex, is that they... Even my wife, she does it at home. It grosses me out. You always got to clean the sink out. That's my little OCD thing.
Oh, is it really?
Alex, they left toothpaste in the sink. This is a
that's not that bad.
What?
The act of, like, brushing... I mean, I'm just thinking of our bathrooms. They're not the nicest.
I would not brush my teeth in
I wouldn't
in
brush
there.
My teeth in there, so that's what's grossing me out. But, yes. Like, leaving toothpaste... In the sink, no. I mean, I always have toothpaste in my sink, and not only that, but I don't like ever put my toothpaste cap on, so the top of my toothpaste gets crusty.
God. Liv, why do all the women in my life haunt me? My work wife is gross. My real wife is gross.
See, the toothpaste in the sink does not bother me. But I can't handle a ton of crusties on the outside of the toothpaste bottle. That grosses me out.
But is it okay? Like, I understand we have to brush our teeth, and I'm not against, like, dental and oral hygiene. But at work, Alex, there's a guy. You haven't seen it because you haven't been in the men's restroom. He, like, brushes his teeth, which is fine. I'm glad he has good breath. I mean, pork chops would try that sometime, too. But leaves the toothpaste, like, the little bit in the sink so it hardens on there. We have guests that come through. Like, that doesn't look good.
I don't think it's that gross. I just don't.
Okay, I'm grossed out by it. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. That's 833-563-2539. Liv, do you got anything?
Someone on Twitter said that their coworker sneezes and coughs in their hands all the time and doesn't use hand sanitizer.
Oh, you got my tweet?
Dude, Pork Chop does that all
I know.
The time.
I don't know how hard it is to dab. Like, just sneeze into your elbow. That's all you have to
Did
do.
Did you guys see that meme that was going around, like, a couple weeks ago of that cat coughing?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, what happened?
He coughs with his tongue out. So it's this little cat, like, sticking his tongue out with a cough. You don't know what... That's exactly how I cough.
Is,
like,
he spitting out everywhere, kinda?
I just... Every single time I cough, I stick my tongue out. And I look exactly like that cat. And so that grosses people out.
You do
out.
Better. You used to gross me out at work, but I think it's a normal habit where, like, I think you used to sneeze into your hands, but you don't do that anymore.
Oh, I don't?
No, I don't... Wait, you're doing it again?
I don't know. I guess I never pay attention.
I'm a germaphobe. I can't stand... But is there anything
else... I don't
else?
Think I used my hands.
Is there anything else
I think
that,
I
like,
turned my head, that's
for,
it.
For you, Alex, that me, Liv, or Pork Chop do, that's kind of gross.
Gross.
I mean, I know Liv and I are both, like, gaspy people. We usually burp uncontrollably sometimes.
That would probably be my number one thing. I absolutely cannot stand you and Liv burping all the time. I think it's so rude. You're like, I have to do it. I have to get it out. I absolutely disagree. Otherwise, everywhere you would go professionally, all your coworkers would be burping and crap out loud. That's not what happens.
Why do you
like
think
people
I'm going...
that are being polite do not burp out loud like that.
Why do you think I go to a new job every time my contract's up?
I just can't stand that.
833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. You can join in the conversation. Also, you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. If you don't already follow us there, hop on there. I'm looking at all these tweets coming in right here. What do we have here? I have a coworker that doesn't wash her hands after using the restroom. Oh,
yeah,
that's gross. Because you do the shoe check, right? You look at their shoe and you're like, oh, that's Joe's red shoes.
Yeah,
or
always do that.
Absolutely disgusting. Let's talk to... Is it Nahir? Hey, good morning. You're on
Nahir.
The Joe. Oh, Nahir. Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
Good morning. So I used to be a warehouse manager, and I had a female employee who would always leave bloody female products on the bathroom floor.
Okay.
That is so
You fired
awful.
Her, right? You fired her, correct?
I had to go through the temp agency, and I told them that I didn't have enough hours for her, but I actually told them she was really a perpetrator.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Did you at least say something to her? Like, hey, you can't leave these things out here. It's like a toxic work environment.
So to protect myself and everyone else, I had general meetings with all the building staff, and then I narrowed that down to just the female employees. And then from there, I just had to go straight to the temp agency. I couldn't have the one-on-one conversation with her.
Okay, we had a coworker, and I don't know if you know this, Alex, but I talked to Jules, one of the girls that works here on radio now, and she had to go, like, watch another studio because our company owns multiple radio stations, and somebody overnight would take their skin on their hand and peel it off, like dead skin, and just leave it right on, like, in front of all of our control buttons that we hit.
That's I'm so like, gross.
Like, if you're going to be gross and bite your nails or chew your nails, do all these different things, just go and throw it away, you disgusting person. Hey, let's say good morning to, is this Sam?
Correct.
Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What would happen? What was the gross thing that you saw a coworker do?
I have a coworker who used to throw a plate into the toilet and crap on top of it, and we call it lily padding it.
Okay.
A plate?
I'm actually impressed. That's really impressive. Now, was this a paper plate or is this a real plate?
It's a paper plate, so when you try to flush, it just spins in the circle, and nobody else can use the bathroom because nobody wanted to crap on top of his crap plate.
I don't understand what the point of that is. Why did he do that?
I have no idea. I just know it's very disgusting, and for whatever reason, it's very popular at our job for like 2 weeks.
Wow. What the heck,
forget
man.
Upper decking. We got to do the lily pad. I'm going to try that one at work and see how it goes. People are disgusting, Alex. I think you're just now realizing that. Nicole, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you have another hand-washing thing. What do you got?
Well, I work at OBGYN, and one of our nurse practitioners never washed her hands after she used the bathroom and would come in the break room and would, like, dig into the food that the drug reps would bring us, or she would come out of a room of being a patient and would come in the break room and she was in there to eat and would just start digging into stuff.
Dude, forget the break room food. I'm worried as a patient.
Yeah, you're touching me.
I got somebody elbow deep in me. She hasn't washed her hands. Are you kidding me?
What are you doing elbow deep, Alex? I'm a little
concerned. She said it's OBGYN.
No, I get you. Hey, thank you for your call. You can let us know on Twitter @JoeAndAlexShow. Any other gross coworkers that you have.